attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes.
You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, how do you heal, let's say, cancer, right? That's controversial because the feds say you can only do it by killing it with chemo. And we hope that it doesn't kill you in the process. If you're lucky, maybe it doesn't. But then the cancer comes back because you've destroyed your entire immune system if it wasn't already bad enough. How about this? How about stop feeding the beast? Stop feeding the cancer. It makes too much sense. But, of course, it doesn't make too much in the dollars sense of it. And that includes, of course, the strategies involved in politics, in my humble opinion. Do we feed the beast that then turns around and uses the energy we feed it to enslave us, to spy on us, to imprison us, to rape, pillage, burn? You know what I'm saying? This is the question I ask all the time. Well, someone's out there getting it a lot more than ever before. Of course, you know about the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Bolden, all their great work. It's getting a lot of play. This idea of nullification using the 10th Amendment Center, the 10th Amendment concept of, that which wasn't granted to the federal government enumerated, the powers aren't there specifically. They belong to the states or the people respectively. Someone else who is getting it and doing a phenomenal job in helping us all to unplug or recognize what is going on and how to be more efficient and effective in our actions to stop, dare I say, the insanity is Shahid Bitar. Can I say you're like the better looking Bitar, or how would I say that? Or you have the better hair. I should say you have the better hair.
Better looking. I'll stick with better looking.
You like the better. I don't know what Rashid's going to say when he hears that.
Well, he's not here now. So.
Well, Shahid Bitar is back from the what? The Bill of Rights Defense Committee, BORDC.
That's right.
And we've got it linked up in the show notes, and we love you dearly for all that you're doing, and I'm glad that you're here with me because there's so much happening. The broadcast media, even the mainstream polluted, toxic, conflicted media is reporting on this concept of nullifying the NSA on the state level. So we need to make some more sense of it, and you're the guy to help us do it.
I'm glad to do it. Absolutely. There is a ton of attention, and I'm really excited to see you guys covering the story.
Yeah, well, this is something, it's not going away. And, of course, when we talk about healing, you know, it's not just physiological, emotional, mental. It's economic, spiritual, and, yes, it's even political. And people laugh at me. They say, political healing, ha-ha, what's that? Well, I think that's the point where you are beyond the reactionary, knee-jerk kind of, oh, he's a liberal. Oh, he's a conservative. Oh, he's a Democrat. Oh, he's a Republican. And realize they're all on some kind of political crack, and you don't want to be on it. And this is something that I see an awakening. We see it with the libertarian kind of Ron Paul wing of the Republican side. We see it also with some of the, we call it the liberal left, if I can say it, the progressives. These are the people on either side that I say have the intellectual integrity to question things, maybe question everything. And they're coming together to work together to recognize who the real enemy or what the real enemy is.
That's right, and I think ultimately what we're talking about is a struggle to reclaim America. And I think progressives on the left, libertarians, on the right, even though there might be a number of things that we will disagree about, tax policy, for instance, or environmental sort of regulation, what we all agree on is that we live in a country that has long prided itself on and should very much remain a land of the free. And that implicates these surveillance policies. It implicates the detention issues that we've talked about before. You know, whether or not we the people have rights in the face of otherwise unrestrained executive fiat really is an issue that unites the American people. And that shouldn't surprise us, right? Because that's been one of the founding commitments of our country. If we didn't agree on that, there would not be much hope, I think, for any agreement anywhere. But I find it really inspiring that, particularly in the wake of the Snowden leaks, so many voices from so many different points on the political spectrum have come together to defend the principles that have long made our country great.
Yeah, but you know, until this point, and even to some degree still exists, there's an emotional frenzy surrounding certain labels that they have used efficiently and effectively to divide us from, you know, from the real key areas where we would all have agreement. And, you know, they've done it very efficiently and effectively to the point where if we look back honestly, with integrity, intellectual and otherwise, on the history of the 20th century into the 21st, we will see that whether you were a Democrat or Republican, the growth of what we call the tentacles of, for instance, a surveillance state, warned to, about by George Orwell, has actually transpired, and it didn't really matter. Rhetoric might have been different, but it didn't really matter who was in charge.
That's right. You know, I go back to Eisenhower on this. He talked about a military and industrial complex and a complex, an establishment that transcends political party, you know, transcends institutional actors, not just the NSA, right? There are other government agencies spying on us too, the FBI, Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. I think that's a big one that people forget. The immigration enforcement regime is aiming to create a biometric database of American citizens. Right. I mean, there's a national ID card plan that is not only like planned, it has been underway for years, and they're using immigration as a pretext to do it. Even the local police, you know, flying aerial drones or using high-tech automated driver's license plate scanners. You've got all these military technologies being used not just by these remote federal agencies, but even by state and local police. And that's another element, you know, taking us back to the Off Now campaign that's so exciting, is it's not just pulling together libertarians and progressives who get it around some abstract set of ideas. It's pulling us together around focused, concerted opportunities to restore our rights and using what remains of the democratic process to force on an unwilling system meaningful change that can restrain our policing and intelligence agencies. And I find increasingly that, you know, there's all these blocks you have to go through to get people to politically activate, and ignorance is one of them. You know, what is the matter of fact? What is happening? And then there's sort of apathy. You know, do I care or not? Or am I just going to guard the four walls of my house? Or am I going to concern myself with the, you know, like community and country and world beyond me? Then there's resignation. You know, do I actually think that there's any hope on this issue? Or even if I understand it and I care, am I still going to turn a blind eye because there's nothing I can do? And you got to get people through all those things. You have to, like, you know, heal the ignorance with information, heal the apathy with inspiration, and then heal the resignation with possibility. And there's huge possibilities here. You know, in the States, we the people are much stronger than the institutional establishment. But, you know, Republican, Democratic establishment, military industrial complex is much weaker in the States than it is in Washington. And if that's where we have to wrestle the beast to the ground, that's where we'll do it.
Well, and again, we're talking efficiency of action, whether you consider it a martial art or a kung fu, whatever, but it's the law of economy. You want to get the most out of every bit of effort that you put out there. That only makes sense. But for too long, people have fed, again, on an emotional frenzy, like an addiction to a drug, as real as any addiction to a drug, divisiveness. Of course, we use humor a lot, and we'll pick at the left, we'll pick at the right, and have fun with it. But it's really with that in mind to show these absurdities, so we can step back and go, who are we really? You know, are we that political label, or are we, you know, a people, if we could say it that way, or am I a human that says I don't want to be spied on? You know,
right.
who wants to be spied on? You know, and if you are, of course, that's a derangement of another color stripe or whatever. But I think most people go, no, I don't particularly care to be spied upon. What do I need to do to stop this?
I think that's right. So I also would invite, you know, your listeners to think of it in another dimension. I think even if you don't mind being spied on, there's still a reason to be offended here for at least two reasons. The first is, even if you don't care about yourself being spied on, do you want your money to be wasted spying on your neighbors? And second, even if you don't care being spied on and you're fine with your money being taken to spy on your neighbors, do you want to live in a democracy or not? I think people forget the difference between free speech as an abstract principle that means nothing versus the right to actually have your own thoughts. And in a society where you're being watched all the time, where everything you say and read and hear and you know, write and read in a society where all that stuff is being tracked, the danger is not to individual privacy. That's the first thing to go. The ultimate danger is to democracy, right? Because you can't have an unpopular view in a place where the government's watching you all the time. And that's what I think is on at stake here. It's not just individual privacy. It's whether or not you live in a land that can plausibly claim at the baseball game to actually be a land of the free, or whether that's going to be just words like when the Soviet Union had elections. You know,
right.
And people would come up and they'd check the one box and call it a democracy. Right?
Yeah, you had a great line on RT. You were interviewed, and I link your interview up there, and Michael Bolden was ecstatic with it as well. I loved it. California, because they were challenging you about, is it a constitutional position, this nullification,
right.
The states, this, and you said, listen, California, who's just now pushing through this amendment to not cooperate with the NSA or bill, you said California is asserting a constitutional position while Washington, D.C. is asserting a Chinese or Soviet position. I think that the woman interviewing you didn't know what to do then.
I appreciate you shouting out the line, and I think it's absolutely true. You know, the only way I would dissent from it if I had it back is to say that China and the Soviet Union didn't have the capacity to do what Washington is doing now.
Right.
Washington is taking a position that China and the Soviet Union wish they could take. And I think it's very striking that in the world's richest country, we are wasting our resources spying on our own people and creating a surveillance state, the likes of which the world has never seen. And I think it's dangerous. I would invite people who think about having nothing to hide and therefore nothing to fear to particularly think about their kids and whether or not they want their kids to have freedom of thought or not. You know, the connection between the NSA spying programs and freedom of thought, I think that's something that people often forget. You know, I talk to audiences all the time about this stuff, and they think it's about privacy. And I'm like, yeah, your privacy is implicated. Yes, the government's watching you. That is the least of our problems. You know, it's much worse than that. This would be, if we let it slide, the end of democracy in America. And, you know, it stood for 200 years. It brought my family here from across the world seeking freedom. Yeah, it's not going to die on my watch.
Well, we're talking with Shahid Batar from the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, BORDC.org. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Why nullify the NSA? We'll get more into not only the why, but the how in detail. After the break, Shahid Batar is sticking around with us, and we're enjoying it. I am. I know I am. So stick around, check it out, and go check out BORDC.org. While we're on the break, we are coming right back with more freedom.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
However you got here, we're just glad you're here. Yeah, you know, how did I get here? Well, my health. It was a disaster. I was raised on modern medicine approved by the FDA, and it nearly killed me. It's killed many of my relatives. And I said, no, you know, the FDA says I'm not supposed to do what I did, and I did, and I'm here. Shahid Batar, your brother, Rashid, also didn't listen to the government and said, no, I think we're going to go a different way. And he's been successful in helping a lot of folks. Now, however you got here, whether it was a political motivation, a health motivation, you know, the freedom message is something I think we can all align on. And that's what we're here doing with Shahid Batar, the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, BORDC.org. And there have been some court cases recently that have gone in our favor, but you're not jumping up and down with joy on this. What's the story there?
Well, so there have been two court cases recently going in opposite directions. One saying that the NSA's program did present an arbitrary and indiscriminate violation of the Fourth Amendment, the right to be free from searches and seizures that are unreasonable. The other court looked the other way and said there's nothing to see here, move along. And the message I just leave your listeners with is that neither of them have it right. Well, the first one does. It is a Fourth Amendment violation, but we can't rest our faith in the courts, is the point. You know, the federal judiciary has stopped being a check on executive power, realized that the NSA has been doing this stuff for over 10 years, and the judiciary hasn't done anything about it. And you know, the first judge to rule against it was 8 years ago, and they keep getting overruled on appeal. And if it goes up to the Supreme Court will, you know, overrule any appeal, and it will see this program remain in place, which is why it's so important to take action ourselves, we, the people, wherever we live. And you know, the thing about the off-now strategy that's so compelling, any state can be a vehicle for this kind of bill, because if you have a data center in your state, you can cut off the water and electricity. Even if you don't, you can cut off the universities and your state prosecutors and make sure that your state prosecutors aren't using evidence gained by NSA surveillance. You can make sure that your public universities aren't sending students to the NSA to then spy on you for their, you know, jobs after college. Those are opportunities that anybody can take advantage of. And if you need help organizing a local coalition where you live, this is particularly where we at the Bill of Rights Defense Committee can be helpful. We are looking for you, and we're happy to support you. We've done this in hundreds of communities around the country. It really just takes a couple volunteers on the ground, and we can sort of walk you through how, over the course of some number of months, to build a diverse coalition with your neighbors from different ethnic groups, different political stripes, and how together you can raise a constitutional flag in your state legislature, in your town council.
Well, I love the practicality of all of this. You've seen what works, what doesn't. It's not that we're upset when we have a court case go in the favor of freedom and less spying or no spying at all. But the reality is, as they go up the ladder, they find that they want to centralize this power and reinterpret the Fourth Amendment or any amendment to mean more power to them, less to the people, less freedom to the people as well. And you're, you know, to your thoughts on the thought issue, Shahid, the idea of thinking, thought crimes. I mean, my goodness, I speak of things like curing diseases without asking for permission from the government. But if I also simultaneously sell a product that I perceive or believe or even have scientific validation that's not a drug to do those things, suddenly I become a criminal in the eyes of government. As I said,
right.
That's a lot of folks are being motivated that way. But a lot of folks out there have no idea that that can happen to an American. And they're only now coming onto this because of the NSA issue. So this has been going on long before the NSA.
Absolutely. You know, I go back to, in just a couple weeks, our nation's going to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Day. And it just so happens that he was the most famous target of what the FBI called not just surveillance, but an effort to neutralize. And, you know, this happened for 30 years. And the people who revealed it to Congress 40 years ago just came forward last week. And those same issues are happening all over the country. You know, the Occupy movement was infiltrated pervasively. And even if you don't agree with its aims, and even if you think what you will about it, like, people should have the right to at least say what they want, right? And without undercover government agents in their midst instigating conflict. And that was, we know that happened around the country, and there's evidence of it. So those kinds of issues are thought crimes, are alive and well, which is to say the First Amendment is not. And it means that our democracy, you know, to use your terms, is diseased right now. And we really have to make sure that we heal the underlying cause, and much of that, I think, are the restraints on freedom that keep people from expressing themselves. And the more opportunities we have for expression, the more we will hear from each other, and the less we will hear from government corporations, and I think the greater a chance of healing across our society we will have.
Well, Shahid, I'm certainly grateful for all of your efforts, and I want to see that there is support for you and the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. Those of you who are so inclined and feel that kind of nudge, BORDC.org, and you can sign up for their email alerts as well. Great stuff coming through, Shahid. Always a pleasure to have you on board here.
My pleasure, Robert. Thanks for bringing me on. It's great to hear your voice. Keep up the good work.
Yes, 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 yes. And, of course, we'll do more with him and all others that are defending liberty or trying to reestablish it here on, this plane called the Earth Plane, is it? And in these United States, whatever we can do. Hey, is it the pesticides? We'll find out.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com, or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
All right. Hey, Super Don. Great interviews. Liam and Shahid Batar today. Love that. And hanging in there. You're hanging in there considering you've got some kind of flu that the CDC does not approve of. Because you're not getting your shot, you're not doing drugs and prednisone, you're sticking around for the long haul. Thank God.
I'm still here. Still kicking. I'm not 100%. I'm probably around 80 or so, but
your 80 is way better than a lot of people's 100.
Radio. I guess that's
pretty
why
impressive.
I'm Super Don.
That's why you're Super Don. That's right. Now, has anybody ever said to you, but you can't see it, right? You can't see it. Or yeah. It's only in parts per million, right? You've heard right. that. No?
Oh, all the time,
that?
Yeah.
All the
yeah.
time. Every day yeah. they say that to Superdome. Well, we're talking now about how or why is there such insanity, not only on this planet, but in this country, where this broadcast originates from. You know, Mike Adams was on early in the week launching the, you know, Natural News Forensic Foods Lab. Now, they're all three videos are out. Encourage you to watch them to see where this is going. The way we can remediate a lot of the toxic poisons, the metals, the pesticides, the radiation. All of these things have contributed to our insanity. To explain what has happened in America, you know, insanity is an appropriate word, and I'm not taking it from the DSM-5. You know, when you consistently act in ways that take away from your freedom to move about the global cabin, the American cabin, your stake, whatever, to restrict your freedom, that to me is a definition of insanity on some level. How or why is this happening? Now, when I first learned about natural medicine, homeopathic medicine, and began to turn my life around, it was because I started seeing the unseeable. Not because I gained magic powers. It was literally because all of the things I was eating that I was told was perfectly safe and healthy and approved by the government, in fact, was not. And even at levels that the naked eye, the human eye, cannot see. We talk about, for instance, pesticides. That was the big awakening when I first went organic over, 24 years ago now. And at that point, it was like, what are you crazy? That food's expensive. It's scarce. You're not going to find it. How are you going to eat only organic? But I knew at a certain point, I had enough experience in my life to point to the fact that eating food that was intoxicated with synthetic, artificial, patented chemicals had contributed greatly to my early demise, my allergies, my skeletal inflammation, my sinus congestion, my respiratory conditions, fatigue, constipation, you name it, all the things that had happened to me in my young life.
Right.
But still, they said, it's only at parts per million. How could that possibly be anything that could impact you? Of course, it's not one thing at parts per million. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of things at parts per million. And I've said this many times before. It's time to revisit it because we got a great article up from naturalnews.com. It's linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And it talks about how much pesticide does the average American consume in a day. And it's not just pesticide, but it's pretty nasty. And you don't see it. You only see, feel, perhaps hear the results of it. But the doctoring world, the allopathic medical world, is hell-bent on denying any relationship between the consumption of those synthetic toxic poisons and ill health. And if you deny that that's the truth, then explain to me why they prescribe for you toxic, synthetic, patented poisons in order to remedy the toxic, synthetic, patented poison diseases from which you had already suffered. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Could it be?
Could be so damn logical, Robert Scott.
Right. Now, it's not just one dose, as I said. It's millions of doses. It's an accumulation is the point. But if it happens slowly enough, subtly enough over time, you can be convinced that it had nothing to do, right? I was eating this way my whole life. How could I suddenly get sick, right?
You didn't suddenly get sick.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Even at 80%, you're just nailing it.
Well, it's just funny when I think about, you know, the mechanics of this whole thing, you know, how this works. Mm-hmm. If you were born and then you ate something and it had parts per million, and then your life was over with, you could say, all right, look, it was only parts per million, you know, it didn't hurt you in any way. But that's, you know, that's not how it works. Parts per million every day, you look at the average lifespan of a person, which I think, and interestingly enough, has increased over time. People are living longer, but they're more sick, which is, you know, interesting, you know, catch 22. But, you know, how many days? 365 days a year, over 78 years of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's going to accumulate as you say. And, you know, it's not like you were eating and then all of a sudden you drop dead one day. You know, you have these debilitating things that are happening. You know, you're starting to get diabetes or your energy level's starting to go down and you're having, mm-hmm. you know, these one thing after another. Yeah. It's just,
but we're,
you know, it's
but
that
we're
boiling a frog and, you know.
We're taught to deny cause and effect in these cases because, of course, liability would fall on the very poisoning companies that claim not to be poison. Now, it can be overt poison in terms of GMOs and pesticides, because very few people would argue that you wouldn't, you know, be harmed by diving into a vat of pesticides or drinking it directly. But the argument has always been, well, if it's only there in small doses, it's not going to kill you, except it's devastating to your hormones, to your enzymes, to your cells that have no defense against these synthetic toxic poisons that never before existed, at least within maybe the last 100 years or so, or less in many cases, with these new compounds that are, you know, continually being created. So the movement back, as we see with the rise of natural news and different sites in alternative media, the recognition is growing. But not everybody gets the response. And even when I had that response as a baby, I've told the story, you know, many times. I was a smart kid. How do I know? Well, I was given baby formula, and I projectile vomited it out right away. Boom. Like
that's
I read
pretty,
the label.
Pretty self-explanatory right there.
Yeah.
Right?
The body is smart. All right. It wasn't that I read the label as an infant. The cells knew. Don't put that in here. But once you are only putting that in there, the body is smart as well. The cells go, we don't want to die. So we're going to have to take that garbage and find the good stuff in it and try to tuck away the other stuff. And that's where you stay in an adaptive state, which is a chronic disease state that leads to one day devastating diseases like cancer, etc. So in the article, they talk about corn, of course, GMO, or, you know, it's just not good. Soy as well, GMO, canola, GMO, all these pesticide-laden foods as well, cottonseed oil, GMO, as well as heavily pesticided. And then you eat higher up on the food chain, the burgers, the chicken sandwiches, the fries. If I can call fries higher up on the food chain, what they're mixing it. Again, it's cumulative. And the point is, some people just shut down to that and say, I don't want to know. Well, don't call me then when you are devastated with cancer. And I don't really mean that, because I tend to help people when they're ready to be helped. But I can't help, it's human, to be a little bit annoyed that you didn't take heed of the warnings that were given all along the way. Now, granted, many of us didn't have the warnings, so I'm not going to be even overly judgmental. But if you see a family member or a friend die over the span of time and it's a chronic illness, I was curious as to why that was happening in my own family bloodline. Now, it's not that I figured it out early on, but once I saw that and connected the dots, I was like, you're darn straight. I'm going to live differently because I wanted to live. But I had a survival instinct. I have a survival instinct. And, you know, the question is, what is your level of survival? Is it just about party on until you die? Or is there something more, a bigger or larger reason that you're here? Now, it's not for me to judge what you are here to do. It's just, you know, the question I ask. And I asked myself that, which, you know, eventually led to this, what we're doing, Super Don, together. And what I want you to be able to do with the Health Freedom Express to keep spreading this message out there. By the way, healthfreedomexpress.com, you know, links are in there. If you want to support the adventure to get them around, Super Don, all the way around the country to Autism One in May in Chicago. We'd appreciate all the help in that regard.
Yes, sir.
Even tap water. That's why we talk about Robert's water.
Oh,
it's not
I'll
enough.
Tell you what, the tap water, that's bad stuff, mm-hmm. too. I mean, how long have we been talking about? Outside of the fluoride issue, how many times have we covered stories about how, you know, they do these analyses on the tap water? And you're getting just about every pharmaceutical drug known to man all in one drink, right? One cup of... You talk about a couple bags of
yeah, you know, I was just
drugs.
Thinking that. How about a couple of gallons of drugs? Yeah, just
right.
Fill up your drug.
That's right.
Yeah, it's very real. These are the things that you can't account for. And it's not that we can ever, I don't know that we'll ever in our lifetime clean up this place enough.
Yeah.
But you got to clean up what you have control over cleaning up is my point. And that's what I decided to do for myself. And then my wife came to the family, and we came together and we said, that's what we're going to do for our kids. And they're going to have to decide ultimately what they want to do when they're out of the roost. But this show, if it's about anything, again, it's letting loose on this information because I never had it growing up. And I'd like for you to have access to it, and then it's up to you what you do with it. But there are a lot of strategies we've developed over the years, and Mike Adams is doing with the Natural News Forensic Food Lab. It's going to bring some opportunities to navigate a very dangerous, toxic, and radioactive terrain if you're in this life thing for the long haul. You're not going to be able to pretend there's going to be a miracle drug or a miracle vaccine that's going to save you from all the toxicological and radioactive exposures. So what modern medicine is an infantile concept or approach to irresponsibility. Or maybe it's an adult approach to irresponsibility. It's like, I want to remain irresponsible, so I'll live however I want, I'll do whatever I want, even if it almost kills me, and then I'll be able to show up at the ER room because Obamacare is going to cover me. And then he'll put me back together again with a drug. And, of course, that is what I call irresponsible. You have the freedom to be irresponsible, but how's that going to work out for you when Obamacare fails inevitably, as it already has for most people, and that even if they throw $100 trillion at it, it ain't going to be any better because it is based on a model of disease management. Actually, disease creation than disease management. Holistic medicine, homeopathic medicine, herbal medicine, things we talk about here, are not invested in your sickness, invested in getting you out of that sickness pattern and bring into you the power to heal, because it belongs with you. Even if the FDA says that's not the truth, because you know they're lying. Their lips are moving, right? What are we doing here? Well, we've got, hey, Star Trek kind of scanners. Is that real, Super Don?
We got a scanner. Apparently it is, yeah.
Cool. Let's talk about that. And also, oh, no, don't export the pesticides to India. I love Indian food. They're going to ruin it for them. All right, we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document?
Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
I feel so much better now. Just ran out of the studio to grab some of my Echo water, the robertswater.com.
Echo.
Hydrating those cells. You hear? I wet my whistle. And Super Dawn needs to hydrate. We got a care package on our way. On my way? On its way? No, on its way. Thanks to
on
my wife
way.
Helping out. On its way to Super Dawn to save him. Because he won't speak up. I thought he still had some silver. He's like, no, he doesn't have any silver. I was like, dude, you got to tell me. So it's on its way. Yeah, so
it is. I'm excited. I love the silver.
Yeah,
I've had so much success with that.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you're not talking to me, how am I know? I don't have a tricorder, you know, through the phone or Skype to go ding ding ding. What's going on with Superdog? Ding ding. Oh my gosh! Do you no? We don't have that. But it turns out, it looks like Star Trek is coming to real life here. There's a story here. What is this coming through? A mainstream media source? I don't know if this is real. Oh, the Mail Online out of the UK. It's medicine, Jim, but not as we know it. Scientists build Star Trek-style tricorder that scans for signs of disease.
Yeah, this is, like, really cool. They've got a video on this story. We can watch it. And, you know, if anybody's watched Star Trek before, the way that they do it, especially in the more modern version, is, you know, they've got the handheld device, and they've got a small little hand one that they, like, scan the person to find out what's wrong with them. And believe it or not, they have actually developed something that works that way, and it will tell you what your blood pressure is, your heart rate, your respiratory, you know, all
that.
What
would it be? Really, what would it be? It's all marketing day. They're going to have to call it something fancy and, oh, look at this. Look what they're calling it. They do. They got a name.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they? Is it Scanadu? Scanadu? What is. Well, how did you know? Scanadu.
That's right.
She is. She's
what
saying
you do
Scanadu.
Is you turn it on, and a bunch of chicks in tight shorts will start roller skating around and taking your vital signs.
You know, I knew Olivia Newton-John. All right, Matt, thanks for that. I knew Olivia Newton-John was cool because she's into natural medicine too. But Scanadu? I didn't know she knew
Scanadu.
That all those years about that way. Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I like
all right,
Scanadu.
So developed by. The CEO is Walter DeBrouwer. Walter DeBrouwer, NASA's Ames Research Center in California. Now, it's not going to be any good unless it can scan you for pesticide residues and heavy metals. And by the way, that's already being done. You know, we've talked about that with Dr. Rasha Batar. We weren't using Scanadu, but other technology that was giving you an insight into what kind of toxicological burdens you carried. But chances are all they're going to check is what it says is temperature, heart rate, blood oxygen levels.
I'll tell you what. Believe it or not, in the video, which I watched,
Yeah.
It actually shows where you can scan, like if your child has a rash, it actually can identify what the rash is, and it can also say that you need to take a urinalysis. And it actually shows somebody taking a test strip, and I'm assuming you urinate on the test strip and stick it into a slot, and then it detects whether there's a urinary tract infection. And then if that's the case, it then advises you whether you should go to urgent care or not, or if you need to make a doctor's appointment. And then if you need a doctor's appointment, it will schedule the doctor's appointment for you.
All right. How long till everybody's going to be surgically implanted with one of these things when they shrink it down?
I tell you, this is like the next generation of that Watson computer that we were.
You know what? They're
about.
Probably going to need this in India soon, because there's this story here, and I love India. I love Indian food and the people I've met over the years. Lots of homeopathy in India.
Yeah, I love the Indian food that they're talking about here.
Yeah, but this isn't the kind I want to see. There's a growing taste for U.S. fast food in India.
Oh.
No, say no. Rejection. Come on. Where's, Dennis Rodman? He's going over to North Korea. He should be going to India and telling people to reject, like he was on the NBA for rejection. Reject these McDonald's and doofus, whatever they are. And it's funny. I guess, I wonder if it's the same place. It's got the golden arches, but it's just called McDonald with a hyphen. There's no S.
I know. I noticed that after the fact. There's no S, so it's just McDonald apostrophe.
Come to McDonald's, the Mumbai McDonald's.
Yes. Have our McCurry McNuggets.
No, they're definitely going to need the Scanadu in India. There's no question.
Well, listen, it's not just McDonald's. They highlight that there. But in the past few months, apparently Taco Bell, Krispy Kreme, Burger King, and McDonald's have either announced plans to expand in India or have opened new outlets around the country.
Well, they poisoned America and much of the rest of the world. Why not go east into Asia? I guess that's the way. Well, not here, not now, not ever. Check it all out. RobertScottBell.com. Thanks to Shad Bitar. Thank you to Liam Sheff. Thank you to Super Don. Matt's on the board every Thursday. You can call us up tomorrow. Nah, don't call us tomorrow. We're going to be heading to the weekend. But we do have Dr. Frank King. We're going to talk erectile dysfunction and libido issues. So we got men and ladies. We got you all covered. All right? Stand by for that, a whole lot more. In the meantime, tell your friends what I'm telling you right now, the God's honest truth, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.